track four, continuing with the news stories, and this would probably have made the front page on any other week. New housing plans suffer major setback. MP Martin Wrigley has revealed a major setback in plans for a controversial new town on the outskirts of Newton Abbott. He says South West Water has confirmed that it could be 2032 before the sewerage infrastructure might be ready to cope with any future housing development at Walborough. The controversial development has attracted widespread criticism already, but supporters argue that it will bring much-needed homes. Now the bombshell from South West Water could potentially delay the scheme or derail it entirely. Mr. Wrigley says SWW has confirmed that the foul sewerage system in the Walborough area of the town is inadequate to support the new homes planned for the NA3 development. According to South West Water, it would take until 2030 to upgrade the system, with an additional 18 months required for completion. This delay could halt housing approvals in the area for the next 5 years. Mr. Wrigley said we're seeing more of this lack of communication between developers and utility companies on new housing estates. I've had directly to intervene in the Heald Park development to ensure the pumping station was working effectively. With the Labour government proposing 1.5 million new homes, the target seems unrealistic if developers and South West Water can't align their efforts better. We believe that local authorities should have greater local powers to build their own homes and hold developers to account.
A new breakfast club launched at Newton Abbott Hospital is helping patients prepare to return home. Buttering toast and eating a bowl of cereal is part of a new scheme aiming to help patients regain confidence before being discharged. Nurses and therapists at the community hospital have set up the new breakfast club to encourage and support patients on teen ward to prepare and eat the meal as part of plans to leave hospital. Eating nutritious meals and drinking plenty of water plays a vital role in people's recovery, and while patients on teen ward are not acutely unwell, they still rely on nurses and healthcare assistants to bring their meals and drinks. Supporting patients to make their own breakfast encourages them to get out of bed, regain mobility, and remain active and socialise with other people to avoid loneliness, particularly those who are staying in private bedrooms. The Breakfast Club is running during Nutrition and Hydration Week, which takes place until Sunday, March the 23rd, and is one of many events taking place across Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust to raise awareness of the important health benefits of eating and drinking well. Irene McClelland, Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's Mealtime Enhancement Lead, said, "Good nutrition and hydration plays a vital part in the quality of people's care and their recovery, and encouraging people to eat in a calm and sociable atmosphere has such huge benefits to their recovery, health and well-being."
Waterworks underway. South West Water has started work on its multi-million pound scheme to improve water quality in Dawlish. Engineers have moved on to the main green space at the Lawn to begin work on the project, which was due to have started in January. It is understood existing pipework under the Lawn needs to be diverted. It has been reported the fencing around the current work has already been breached. One onlooker said a group of teenagers had already jumped the fence and were messing around. Another resident said, "I have to say that living overlooking the Lawn, I am appalled at the mess that is being created. I'm afraid I'm starting to agree the town has never looked so unkempt. What with antisocial behaviour, litter and awful gardens, the place looks a mess. And the more it looks a mess, the more people won't care." A spokesman for South West Water said, "We are carrying out work to divert a sewer as part of preparations for the wider scheme. We're also carrying out some ground investigation work on the Lawn this week and next week." The South West Water scheme is aimed at reducing the use of storm overflows in Dawlish, helping to improve water quality in local rivers and the sea. This will mean more wastewater can be stored at times of heavy rainfall. Engineers have been in action across large parts of the town's green space for the last few months. The scheme is aimed at tackling problems of insufficient capacity in Dawlish due to rapid growth, with additional homes being built along with climate change, creating more pressure on the system. The scheme is part of a 5-year investment programme.
The next headline is benches this week and trees by the end of the month. Trees will be planted along Queen Street by the end of the month, despite a slight delay, Teignbridge District Council has said. 7 Juneberry trees will be placed in planters, 5 at the far western end of Queen Street and 2 at the Avenue junction with Queen Street at the end of March. Once the trees are well established and begin to grow, they'll produce white blossoms in late spring through summer, and by the peak of summer the trees will have a leafy canopy and berries that will attract birds. Elsewhere, the zebra crossing and road markings are now complete and the benches will be installed this week, followed by the trees and the planters.
Sholden Bakery preps new Teignmouth shop. Sholden Bakery is to relocate its Teignmouth shop to larger premises on Bank Street. The bakery, famous for their signature ugly bun, will continue trading from their Northumberland Place branch in the town until the new shop is ready. The new branch on Bank Street, in the site formerly occupied by the fudge shop, will give the bakery more space to offer a wider range of products. These will include salads, jacket potatoes, freshly baked scones, all prepared in-house, as well as the bakery's usual products. Sholden Bakery first opened its doors in Sholden in 2009. It has since expanded to 4 branches across the South Devon: Sholden, Teignmouth, Newton Abbot and Budley Salterton. Its main offices are based in Kingstainton.
River Teen Sea Scouts Kit Upgrade Fundraiser. A scout group that enables young people to take part in a range of water activities has launched a fundraising campaign so it can upgrade its ageing equipment and train its instructors. River Teen Sea Scouts, First Sholden, hopes to raise £5,000 from the fundraiser so it can continue to provide healthy, wholesome activities that support young people's development, education and leadership skills. The group, which is run entirely by volunteers, provides activities for over 100 children from Sholden and the surrounding area. Some of our equipment desperately needs updating, and our volunteer scout leaders require specific safety training to ensure safety and skills development for everyone involved, said River Teen Sea Scouts leader Sam Scoliok. The group needs £2,000 to replace the vision sails on its boats. The current sails are more than 10 years old and are ripped and fraying. Kayak instructor training will cost £1,000, and the group also needs to raise £2,000 to install sound baffling in its scout hut. The hut is very noisy, which makes it difficult for the young people to hear instruction and is quite harmful to the ears of some of the most sensitive children, Sam explained. As well as fundraising activities like a planned bingo evening and raffle at the Victoria Hall in Sholden on March the 25th, the River Teen Sea Scouts have also approached local businesses with offers, including sponsorship packages where local firms can have their logos printed on the sails. Our children can't safely undertake water-based sports and skills development without this funding, nor can we provide a safe and calm environment for them to participate in indoor activities, Sam said. Any contribution would help and support our local children and their development, she added.